Welcome to Tech Talk, where we discuss popular IT-related topics in a way that anyone can understand. I'm Anthony Ray, and today we'll be kicking off the second part of our four-part series on ransomware prevention with our special guest, Rob Leiker, Senior Solutions Architect Engineer at SAIT Services, headquartered in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Let's get started. Hi, Rob, and welcome back to Tech Talk.
Hi, Anthony. So thanks for the invite.
Last time we talked about what ransomware was, where it was coming from, you know, what people were ransoming, and you know, the size of a company that could be impacted by ransomware. I'd like to talk a little bit today about a big part of what you mentioned in the last episode, email, and you know what companies can do to prevent the ransomware pirates going after our email systems.
Oh, definitely, Anthony. So right now there is a barrage of suspect emails floating around the internet, and they're coming from everywhere. And there's a ton of basically fire and forget type scripts running in the background that are creating these massive quantities of emails. Now, some of them might not be ransomware. Some of them may just be kind of suspect or phishing type emails. But the ransomware vulnerabilities are critical inside of email infrastructure. If you click on a link that happens to install ransomware, it's going to spread to every system in the environment. Putting a good email filtering system into place can prevent a lot of this, not only nonsense emails from coming into your inbox, but also remove any unwanted links or any suspect links from those emails before they're sent to your users.
So I use Outlook, Rob, and I know Outlook has a snappy little tool in there that lets me just send stuff to the spam or junk folder. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, that's kind of what the email filtering does. But the big part of it is they maintain there's companies that maintain a vast database of suspect actors or bad actors. And they'll actually prevent these users from sending email to your environment, as well as stop any, or they'll actually redirect links that are sent via email so that they can scan them appropriately and see if they're good or bad.
Wow, that seems pretty high tech. Are products like that out of the reach of the small, medium-sized business?
No, actually, we have a per-user kind of basis that we've been using with a lot of our customers, and it's, you know, very comparable to any of the other Office products that you can add on, and it comes down to just a couple dollars a month.
Sweet. All right. Well, Rob, thanks a bunch for coming on, and that brings us to the end of part two of our four-part series discussing ransomware prevention. Huge thanks to Rob again from SAIT Services for joining us, and we hope today's Tech Talk has given you a better grasp of just another hot IT topic. As always, thanks for listening to Tech Talk, where we explain our popular IT topics in a way that anyone can understand. If you enjoy our show, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to come back next week for part three of our four-part ransomware series, where we will be discussing firewall protection. Until then, this is Anthony Ray, and don't forget to visit saitservices.com for all of your IT needs. Thank you.